Peter B. Collins News and Comment. Thursday, December 15th, 2011. Today we should be celebrating the Bill of Rights, the freedoms guaranteed to us in the Constitution. 220 years ago today, the Bill of Rights was ratified. And today, the United States Senate rolled back those rights by a vote of 86 to 13. And there will be no Obama veto.
Once the religious, the hunted and the rebel, chasing the promise of freedom and hope, came to this country to build a new vision, far from the riches of kingdom and gold. Like the Christians, some would burn the witches. Later, some got slaves to gather riches, but still from
it's immigrants who seem to appreciate our Constitution more than Americans who were born here. This song is from Steppenwolf. It goes back to about 1970. It was written by John Kay. And John was born in Germany, an immigrant to these United States. But in the Nixon years, John Kay detected, under J. Edgar Hoover's COINTELPRO and the suppression of dissent in this country, that the vision of our Constitution had turned deeply dark. Listen to this part of the song. Yes, there's a monster on the loose. We were told that we would get change from the presidency of Barack Obama. This was not in any way the kind of change that we expected. And while there's some solace that, 6 from 13, 7 senators voted against this who voted for it in a previous version, it's still veto-proof and the president doesn't plan to veto it anyway, because the part of the bill that he cared about was fixed. Now, based on the news accounts I'm seeing, it does appear that the language has been clarified and in general would not apply to an American citizen. But if you are characterized as an Al-Qaeda sympathizer, it seems that your citizenship won't matter much. And that if the sense of the Senate is followed, that they'll lock you up indefinitely without trial or charge. And this is the most un-American of developments that I have seen, well, since the Nixon years. Also in Washington, there is a skirmish underway about the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And candidly, I'm not sure which side to take. Darrell Issa is using his position. He took over the post that Henry Waxman once had in the Government Oversight Committee. He chairs that in the House. And in a recent hearing, Darrell Issa brought out 4 of the commissioners of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, 2 Dems, 2 Repubs. And they, in chorus, appeared to describe their chairperson, whose name is Jackso, J-A-C-Z-K-O, Gregory Jackso. They vilified him, saying that he uses bullying, intimidation, outbursts of abusive rage. One commissioner said that the chairman has been abusive to women on the staff and brought 3 of them to tears in a meeting. But Democrats are coming to Jaxo's defense, including my senator from California, Barbara Boxer, who describes the attack on him as a witch hunt and character assassination. And on one hand, we have to note that all the members of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission are lackeys for the industry they're supposed to regulate. But environmentalists tell us that Jaxco has been trying to move some regulations in reaction to the Fukushima meltdown, to move for stricter safety standards at nuke plants in this country. And if that's the case, then I support the goal of Mr. Jaxco, but his tactics seem questionable. So we need to know a lot more about what is going on at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in this country, because what we're hearing isn't good, regardless of which side you decide to take. Also, Senator Boxer is making news today because she supports Silicon Valley companies that set up their businesses to produce profits overseas. And these tech company lobbyists are arguing that they have money trapped outside the country. And it's trapped because if they bring it back, it would be subject to a 35% corporate tax. Barbara Boxer is offering a tax holiday that would allow them to pay just a 5% tax on money that they bring onshore. Overall, 27 multinational corporations are estimated to have more than $1.4 trillion parked offshore in tax havens like the Cayman Islands and other places. And I like Senator Boxer, and I think she's good on many issues, but I don't agree with her on this. Because companies already have workarounds. Companies like Google earn a lot of profits overseas, and there's already a loophole where they can invest their foreign earnings in U.S. stocks, bonds, bank deposits, and other domestic assets, and either pay no tax or get a very big tax break. And, you know, we're hearing all of this noise about how taxes are stifling job creation and business expansion. And it's just not true. Because there have been waves of these tax holidays in the past, and most of the money is used to buy back stock, to increase the value of shares, on dividends to shareholders, and on bonuses for executives. Studies have shown that very few jobs are generated as a result of the repatriation of profits held abroad. And I'm not persuaded on that one. And here's an example for you. The job creators that we are supposed to coddle and never increase their taxes, whether it's their individual tax rate or their corporate tax rate, Morgan Stanley has announced that they are cutting 1,600 jobs right after the first of the year. Citigroup, third largest U.S. bank, told regulators it may dismiss 400 employees in New York City, a total of 4,500 jobs projected to be cut. Corporations are going to do what's in their bottom line interests. We've got to stop this idea that we must be sensitive to their needs or they'll take their business elsewhere. And we need to crack down on these mofos and tell them you're either an American corporation and you pay taxes in the United States or you're a foreign corporation and we'll tax you for doing business in the United States. But the idea that we need to be gentle to the ultra wealthy and the corporations they control, I'm sorry, it does not resonate with me. Leon Panetta, visiting Afghanistan, cheerleads to the troops. 2011 was a very important turning point in the war because violence levels have fallen to their lowest in 5 years, and insurgents have not retaken any towns or villages secured by foreign and Afghan security forces. Really? He did offer one honest statement: we have not won. And the combination of the night raids that have disturbed so many Afghan families, the black sites and secret prisons where we hold people, some not even captured in Afghanistan, the drone strikes, the air raids, and our support for the corrupt government of Hamid Karzai, which is not legitimate, but it has our unflagging support. And on the one hand, in the United States, we pretend that we're about to leave Afghanistan. We're winding down. I don't believe it. Because what Karzai says is he wants our troops there for another 10 years, and he wants American cash support and diplomatic support for another 19 years. Karzai might not get what he wants, but I don't think Obama is going to give us what's been promised. And on the same day that Panetta says things are getting better in Afghanistan, a district chief who crusaded against drug trafficking in Afghanistan's poppy heartland was killed in a roadside bombing. Two bodyguards died with him. And so the drug trade continues unabated, and the warlords who control vast swaths of Afghanistan remain in charge and will not be challenged by the U.S. or the government in Kabul. Across the border in Pakistan, as they continue to shaft the United States, and with some cause, we killed 24, I believe it is, of their troops in a misguided air raid in late November. And Pakistan is responding now by announcing that they will tax U.S. supplies being trucked through Pakistan to Afghanistan. That's our ally, Pakistan. Socking it to us, soaking it to us. And we've spent more than $21 billion on civilian and military aid to Pakistan in the last 10 years. And I understand why they're angry that we killed 24 of their soldiers. And the night raids, the drone strikes. But Pakistan is playing a double game. And we generally don't acknowledge that. Some people do, but not across the board. Time Magazine's Person of the Year, a nameless, faceless, leaderless protester. And they cite the movements across the globe, including the Occupy movement here in the United States, was having a great impact in 2011. And I'll go along with that. And one more item. I led with John Kay and Steppenwolf's song, Monster. And as I mentioned, it was inspired by the dark era when Richard Nixon was president of these United States. And over at the Nixon Library, south of Los Angeles,
my fellow Americans,
they have fired the archivist.
Convention, Miami, FLA.
Why?
A campaign.
He told the truth about Watergate.
Make this perfectly clear. Let me stick it in your ear. They said, hey, babe, make a date with the Watergate. My fellow Americans, I said, hey, honey, make a date with the Watergate. And Martha Mitchell says, do, 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 do.
Credit due to Chicago disc jockey John Records Landecker, who put this spoof together about 1972, if I recall. Maybe it was 73.
Re-election committee, never ever give it away. Everybody has to pay and pay. Let me make this perfectly clear. It can't be denied. My fellow Americans, I've got nothing to hide. Say, ain't it great? I said, hey, Sparrow, make a date with the Watergate. I said, hey, Joe, make a date with the Watergate. Yeah. Martha Mitchell, she say.
Let's give credit to Cold War historian Timothy Naftali. He was hired to run the Richard Nixon Foundation and the library there. And they forced him out without even thanking him for the work he did over the last few years. Because the Nixon loyalists are offended that Naftali wanted the exhibits to tell the truth about Nixon and Watergate.
My personal lawyer, Counsel John Dean. He came from out on the island, my fellow Americans, standing at the telephone. He ain't exactly dialing. A bugger here, a bugger there. Washington's the place where they said, hey, babe, make a date with the Watergate. Let me make this perfectly clear, my fellow Americans. I said, hey, sugar, make a date with the Watergate. I said, hey, Spiro, hey, all of you people, make a date with the Watergate. And the public, the public say, do, do, do.
Thanks for listening to today's news and comment. Tell your friends about it and send them to peterbcollins.com. Happy holidays to you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.